good Wednesday. Thanks for being with us. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. Calais Campbell is going to join us here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes thereabouts. So Calais tonight is going to be drafted in the Pro Bowl draft. We don't care about the Pro Bowl, but I know many of you do. And it is cool for him to be in the Pro Bowl itself, but it's just a complete farce, in my opinion. But people show up and watch farces all the time. It's fine. I do want to talk to him about Dick LeBeau and what that would mean to the Cardinals and to him in particular if Dick LeBeau is hired. Also, if Larry Foote would consider sticking around and playing another season if Dick LeBeau is hired. So we have a lot to get to with Calais Campbell. He also just gave $1.6 million off to Miami of Florida. I think, you know, Eric, you and I could find things to do with $1.6 million. And it's fine. Calais started with us a couple of years ago when we first started this deal.
Yeah, he was just a guy. And no, I shouldn't say he was just a guy, but he was
a big guy.
He was not quite as blown up on the social scene as he is right now.
No, I mean,
Calais is everywhere.
And he
good
was
for him.
Not sharp. He was not sharp at media, and he's now doing his own show with the Cardinals, which is fine. I mean, we are going to take a little bit of credit on that. I mean, like 1%, but it's 99% him.
Nice humble brag by you. I like
it
that.
It is. I mean, we opened a microphone for him, and we didn't care.
Sure,
we just worked with him a little bit. It's
Let me
fine.
Take a second to pat you on the back.
No, it's fine. I don't do that very often on this. Eddie Johnson's going to join us today as well. So EJ, Suns analyst, there's cheating in sports all over the place. I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. In basketball, basketballs can be overinflated to hurt a shooter. And with everything that's going on today, the story of the day, the narrative of the day is going to be about the cheating with the Patriots. And look, cheating pays off if it's Greg Popovich suddenly, mysteriously, the air conditioning doesn't work in June in San Antonio before game number one with the Heat and the Spurs. And it's as simple as, hey, guys, you better make sure you're hydrated. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure that you're taking care of your bodies. Why is that? Just take care of your bodies. And they show up and what do you know? The air conditioner doesn't work. I mean, in the Belichick stuff, cheating pays off in sports. Guys scuff baseballs. So I mean, I want to talk to EJ about that. And also this whole notion, the Suns have Portland tonight. The Suns catch a break. LaMarcus Aldridge isn't going to play. But here's this team that's won 13 of 16. They have a six-game home win streak. They have not won six at home. And granted, a lot of teams in the NBA stink, okay? But they haven't won six at home since 2010. So I'm going to talk to Eddie Johnson about that. And there's quite a bit on my mind. There's some stories outside of the usual sports stuff. There's a strain of marijuana that is now being named after Marshawn Lynch. I love that story. I love the fact that the Oklahoma Sooner mascot was fired after the Oklahoma State game. I want to get into that a little bit. Kurt Warner's former house is still not rented out for the Super Bowl, and you'll be amazed what they're asking for it. So, yeah, there's some things other than just the usual sports stuff that we'll get to. But let's get you caught up on what is on my mind in the world of sports. Get off and running here. Brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. If you've never been to the White Mountains, great part of Arizona, the great state of Arizona, you get up to the Honda Resort and Casino. The big game comes up a week from Sunday. Why not plan a long weekend? Head over to the Sunrise Ski Resort. Take in the slopes. Do some sledding there. They just had a competition, snowboarding last week, snowboard competition at Sunrise. You can stay at the Honda Resort and Casino and get all your equipment, all your gear at the ski shop. I mean, it's really easy. And then pull down on the slots, eat some great food, have some fun, and just get away. Get up to the eastern part of the northeastern part of Arizona at the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. They've been a part of Sports 360 AZ since day number one. All right, so the cheating in football, what we know at this point in time today is that league sources are telling Chris Mortensen, who's taken the lead on this story, I think, in the last 24 hours. League sources confirm footballs were properly inspected and approved by the referees 2 hours and 15 minutes before kickoff. So they had the right amount of air in them. Here is Chris Mortensen on the process used to pick the footballs out each week.
Each team has a dozen footballs they can prepare during the week. And then they turned those into the league on Friday. Those were taken to the official. And 2 hours before the game, the referee, in this case, Walt Anderson, would inspect and approve each of those footballs, and they would be handed over to the team and not to be altered during the game.
All right, so there's that side of it. So what was the league's reaction? What was the league's reaction to all of this when the story broke?
One person described as being the league being disappointed, you know, distraught, all those emotions that you can imagine at this instance. And the Patriots, you know, say, hey, we're cooperating. But the league basically has no official comment, and we're going to continue to ask those questions, and hopefully the league will have something even by today, even if it's a little bit ahead of time of what they were anticipating.
Okay, so what sort of punishment could be coming to New England from this?
The manual says that, you know, if an individual is found to alter the football, that you can be penalized up to a fine of $25,000, but not limited to. So this could be, you know, there's integrity rules. There's this specific rule. And so certainly those findings will correlate to whatever penalties the league decides to implement, if they implement any whatsoever.
Meaning they could just make it up as they go along. When you say implement, it means we're going to put something in place. Now, Sean Payton was blown out of the league for a year and had to sit over on the sidelines. There's 2 hours and 15 minutes from the time they inspect the footballs to the time the game starts. I can't believe I'm talking football inflation, PSIs today, pounds per square inch inside of a football. But that's what I'm doing. I can barely figure out how to do the PSI of the tires in my car, okay? It's a football game. We're watching football. I know the score was 45-7, and you shouldn't think that the game was impacted in any way, shape, or form. I think if you take that view, you're being very narrow-minded. It's the spirit of the game. This is just another way to cheat. And cheating happens in sports. It happens at all stages. We don't like it. In New England today, this is a non-story to the Patriot fans because they're in the Super Bowl and they don't care and they won the game 45-7. But the spirit of the game, you have to look at the spirit of the game, in my opinion. And this is not the first time that something has happened with New England. Does this mean Bill Belichick is not going to get into the Hall of Fame? I don't think Pedro Gomez is voting on this one like Barry Bonds. You know, if it's the baseball writers that were voting on this with the NFL, I don't know what they would do. Our buddy Clark Judge with Talk of Fame Network, they're going to be in town next week. And this is obviously a discussion that I would have for he and Goose and for Ron Borges. It's terrific content. Talk of Fame Network. Yeah, we're in the same building here at Skyview. But those guys are three Hall of Fame voters. So when they get in the room, and Peter's part of that too, who's on our show every week, Peter King, are they at some point going to have to look at Bill Belichick? You can't look at Tom Brady and say, well, he's a cheat. Or can you? I can't. But if you look at Bill Belichick, this is the second time this has happened. What are they going to do? We're going to take away a fourth-round draft pick. Yeah, well, screw you. I don't care. Read between the lines. I'm good enough that I can go find LeGarrette Blount after the Steelers dump him during the season. So take away draft picks all you want. Knock yourself out. Well, we're going to fine you money. Oh, that's really going to harm me where Robert Kraft is standing over there on the sidelines. I'm sure I'm going to get some sort of bonus. No, for the NFL to really make a stand, if they're really truly offended by this, then you have to look at a much stronger penalty. Don't you, Eric? I mean, it can't just be a draft pick. This is not the first time that this has happened.
I would say, Brad, whatever the penalty is, they need to go ahead and quickly make an announcement because this is supposed to be the
quiet
highest
week.
Well, this is supposed to be the time where everyone is already kind of starting to break down the game. And no one is talking about this great matchup that's going to happen a week from Sunday in Glendale. Everywhere you go, all the websites, SportsCenter, all they're talking about is this deflated football gate. And the longer this drags out, the more us and everyone else in the media is going to keep building it up. As soon as the NFL comes out and says, here's the punishment, this is what happened, point A, point B, point C, then eventually all the media will start shifting their attention more towards the actual game and not what happened Sunday at Foxborough.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I do.
because we're at Wednesday already.
But what are we doing right now? We're speculating. We are speculating. And as long as there's no announcement, we're going to keep speculating.
But even when the punishment comes down, okay, and I asked Peter this yesterday, the league is so PR conscious.
Sure.
And it's very clear that they don't, you know, the manual says, but they can interpret it. They can put down whatever penalty they want.
Yeah, the Shield can do whatever they want.
Shield can do whatever they want.
Let's be honest.
Right. So, and no matter what they do, it's not going to be enough. If they said today, Bill Belichick is not coaching in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
All right?
Wow. Yeah, that's a statement to be made.
That's a statement to be made. If they say the Patriots are being fined $150,000, it doesn't mean anything. If the Patriots are going to be penalized a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick, doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
Doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
The only way this is a repeat offense, whether it was a ball boy instructed to, there's a fall guy somewhere there. And it's not they were going to win the game anyways. I guess when players talk about, I've heard some interviews with players, and some have said this is really not a big deal. Primarily, those are defensive players. When I see quarterbacks that are quoted, and not that I'm the biggest Matt Leinart guy in the world, but he came out today and he said this has always happened in the NFL. Well, Matt wasn't in the NFL for very long, so I don't know if it's always been the case. I never thought I'd be talking about Brad Johnson on this show. Brad Johnson, former quarterback with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, wrote about how he paid to have footballs altered before he played in Super Bowl 37. This is in today's Tampa Tribune. At the Super Bowl, the NFL had 100 footballs. I'm reading now from the story. They were new, slick, and supposedly under the league's watchful eye. But not leaving anything to chance, Brad Johnson made sure the balls were scuffed and ready well before the Dixie Chicks sang the national anthem. Quote, "I paid some guys off to get the balls right," Johnson now admits. "I went and got all 100 footballs, and they took care of them." How much did it cost Johnson? $7,500. They took care of them. He made this revelation several years ago prior to the 10-year reunion of the Bucs Super Bowl champion team. Okay, this is timely information to put out there that this is not the first time that we've heard about this. But there's not a chance that the commissioner can step up and just say, we're not going to do anything. Or could he? Could he say, it's like Ray Rice. They just kind of made it up as they went along, and we'll go hire an independent counsel to take a good, hard, long look at this. And the independent counsel will get back to us with his findings in April. He'll get back to us with his findings on opening day of the baseball season, where it'll just be kind of a throwaway note or something between now and the start of the new calendar season. Yeah, we'll talk about it at the Combine in February. Eric can fly to Indianapolis, all expenses paid, to hear more about this. My point is, if you have repeat offenses and it's around the same team, you have to put some sort of hammer down, I would think, if you're the league. The other things on my mind today, and we'll have Calais Campbell here in a couple of minutes. The Suns play Portland tonight. They catch a break. There's no LaMarcus Aldridge tonight for Portland, and he's a very good player, left thumb injury. There's no Robin Lopez either. Robin actually has been playing pretty well for them up in Portland. The Suns have their longest home win streak since 2010. That's, you know, for them to put this together against some good teams. And then you have the Coyotes, who we have to at some point acknowledge that they stink. Okay, so we just acknowledge that. I can't imagine Dave Tippett can hang around much longer on this deal. And this new owner steps in, and all he's seen, they've lost 6 in a row. Mike Smith had 45 shots put on him last night. And nobody's talking about how bad this team is. They and the Diamondbacks are fighting to be 1-1. Diamondbacks have the number one pick. Coyotes trying to do the same. Some of what is on my mind in the world of sports. Calais Campbell joins me next. I'm Brad Sussmat.
For unique angles, content, and guests, check out our podcast center, available 24/7, 365 at sports360az.com.
Brad Sussmat with you, Sports 360 AZ. We partnered with the Arizona Republic AZ Central Sports. One of the cool things about doing this gig over the last 2.5 years is when you see somebody that was just this raw tub of goo as a broadcaster, And now he has his own show, and he's at Marley's, and they throw him out in front of everybody because Calais is just blown up into this media personality. And, you know, 2.5 years ago when we said, hey, come on by and do a show, it was just him wandering on in and doing his thing. And I'm not going to take credit for this, Eric. It's just when you see somebody who now has golf tournaments, he gave $1.6 million in an endowment to Miami. And we can say we remember him when. I'm even surprised he'd come on our show at this point. Calais Campbell joins us from the Pro Bowl festivities. How are you?
What's going on, man? You know, I can't forget about you, Brad, my guy.
Well, but look, $1.6 million endowment. Does football pay that well?
Football pays very well. But, you know, the way it's set up, I mean, it's like I just gave one big check, $1.6 million, and I was spread out. And it was, you know, I mean, the way it worked, it just came together nicely. You know, my financial team, and, you know, we worked out a good plan with University of Miami, and, you know, it worked out very well for us.
Yeah, and you have this golf event on March 27th at Ocotillo. Are we invited? I mean, can we show up and be like with the cart girl and drive around? Is that how that works? Are you okay with
yeah.
that?
All right. That's fine by me. You know, definitely, you know, I always love to have you around. Like you said, golf will be your hand, you know, so I won't be the only giant out there trying to swing low and try to hit the ball
yeah.
far away from me.
Well, you schedule it at a place that is more water than grass, for crying out loud. These poor golfers. That is one of the toughest courses. Right. That's one of the toughest courses in all of Arizona. So that's on March 27th, and it's through the CRC Foundation. It's at Ocotillo Golf Resort. All right. The Pro Bowl draft is tonight. You have Michael Irvin on one side, Chris Carter on the other side. You're not going to be a first overall pick. I'm sorry to fill you in on this, right?
I'm okay with that.
If you're drafting yourself, where do you draft yourself tonight? Where are you expecting to be drafted tonight by either Michael Irvin or Chris Carter?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if I was drafting myself, I definitely feel like I'm worthy of a first pick overall. But I know that, you know, I probably won't go that high because they don't really know what I could do as much. I mean, you know, it's different, but there's so many talents. There's so much talent out here, man. You know, just hanging out with these guys, I'm like, wow, it's crazy how much talent is here, you know, but this is what it's all about. You know, it's like a reunion. Everybody's just hanging out, having a good time. And, you know, that's really what the game is about, you know. You work hard all season, and then at the end, you get to just catch up with everybody. You know, the Super Bowl, right? The Super Bowl week's always kind of like a reunion. Everybody gets to hang out and just get to know each other a little better. You know, you go get the guy and you're competing against him, and, you know, you get a chance to get along with the helmet off and just get a chance to really get another personality, man. It's really a fraternity in the NFL.
Okay, but you're not answering the question. You're not the first overall pick. I'm not drafting. If I'm building a team, I am not selecting a defensive lineman. I'm taking a quarterback. So if you're Michael Irvin or Chris Carter, who do you draft, Calais? You look around with all these great players that you're a part of. You're going to be on the field in the Pro Bowl. Who do you take number one?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. You know what?
I
just hope I'm not Mr. Irrelevant. You know, I don't want to be the last one. I've been through that already the last couple of days. You know, but tell you the truth, it doesn't matter where you go. You know, as long as I get the opportunity on the field and show what I can do, you know, against the best of the best. But, you know, like I said, if it was up to me, they should draft me number one overall, you know. And I can see, you know, I mean, I got the U connection with Mike. So maybe Michael Irvin will scoop me up, you know, that connection there. But who knows? It could be, you know, Chris Carter sees the potential of having a, you know, a guy with my size that can run. You know, he might pick me up. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, look, if Michael Irvin passes on you and you just gave $1.6 million in an endowment to Miami, enough of him. Just, you know, forget about it. He should take you. This supposed loyalty to Miami guys. So in all seriousness, you're there among all these great players you talked about earlier. Who have you found yourself saying, I cannot believe I am standing next to or visiting with, or there's someone across the way? Who's that one player that you're just blown away you're standing around with?
Well, I mean, you know, you play against these guys and, you know, you get around them, so it's not like, you know, I'm surprised to be around them. But I'll tell you, one guy was very interesting to be around was Kyle Williams. you know, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
You know, he's quite entertaining, you know. I mean, he doesn't look like he plays. You know, you look at him, it's like, oh, that's Kyle Williams, really? Like, wow. You know, and no offense by that, you know, he definitely, you could tell he's, you know, a tough, you know, just hard-nosed, you know, physical player. But, you know, you sit there and talk to him, and he's just, you know, just a country guy, you know, having a good time, laughing, you know, making a joke at everything. And, you know, he's just a real cool guy, you know. And, you know, just watching him play over the years, you know, we studied a lot of, we probably like a lot of same teams that studied a lot of his film. And, man, he is a superstar on the field, on the football field. So, you know, I always like kind of getting to know the guys who I really admire the game. And he's one of the guys I really admire the game.
Calais Campbell with Brad Sussmat. Okay, are you that guy, or is this just commonplace where you walk around with a Sharpie and a football and ask guys to sign the football for you? Do you do that?
you know, I'm still trying to get a feel for it. It's my first Pro Bowl, so I haven't did that yet. But by the time we get out of here, you know, I'm definitely going to have a few autographs, you know, hopefully trade some jerseys. You know, I got a whole box of jerseys, so, you know, trying to get a few jerseys, man, for the whole trophy room one day. You know, I want to have, you know, jerseys of all the greats, you know, one day, just in the whole big old lounge. You know, I have this image of what I'm going to do for a lounge when I get older and get my own house.
Sure, sure. Well, your jersey should be wanted by those guys. I mean, you're a superstar player at your position. I'm not sucking up to you. I have no reason to. You're just a dang good football player.
Too nice. Thank you.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so the game is set. Are you going to lose money by entertaining all these people here in your backyard this week?
Yeah, most likely. Hopefully, by winning, I can at least cover it, you know, but with all my friends and family and stuff, you know, so excited for my first Pro Bowl. But it's a lot cheaper than it would be if it was in Hawaii. I would rather be in Hawaii. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Hawaii just sounds like an awesome vacation right now. But so Arizona does save me a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to end up, you know, I mean, this is pretty much the Pro Bowl pays for itself.
You could have taken that $1.6 million endowment, maybe made it $1.2 and had a heck of a vacation in Hawaii, you know. I mean, I can budget your money for you if you need it, but I appreciate what you're doing to Miami. That's great. Todd Bowles leaving, Dick LeBeau possibly coming. I'm sure that on the Bowles part, you're not surprised, and it's a great move for him moving forward. So let's advance it to Dick LeBeau if, in fact, he does come. What would that mean for the Cardinal defense?
You know, Larry Foote has had nothing but good things to say about Dick LeBeau. I mean, pretty much ever since I've known him, you know, he's a big Dick LeBeau fan. You know, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Dick LeBeau yet, you know, so I'm really intrigued just because of the way Larry Foote speaks about him. You know, it's reputation goes before you do, and he has an amazing reputation. So, you know, I'm really intrigued to see, you know, what kind of knowledge he has. I mean, he's been around the game for a long time, and he's really the pioneer of the 3-4. So I'd love to pick his brain and, you know, see how it all came about, you know, and just, you know, see what I can learn from him. So, you know, it really would be nice to have him around. You know, I know how, you know, all the logistics go and, you know, how it actually comes together. It depends on a lot of different things.
Sure.
But, you know, it's definitely somebody, you know, a football genius, you know, somebody I would love to just pick the brain and really get to know.
If he were to come here, do you think he could convince Larry to play another season? Because the story's been out that Larry Foote may retire.
Yeah, I don't know, Larry. I mean, you know, so early in the offseason, you know, every older guy is thinking about retirement when the season ends because their bodies won't beat up, you know? I mean, you know, anybody 10 years plus is like, man, if they contemplate it, they do. And then once you get a little closer to April, you know, body starts feeling good again, you know, that's when you really get a chance to really see if the heart's still in it, you know? So I'm not going to even ask Larry about it until April comes around.
You're a defensive lineman, so I'm guessing the underinflated football story doesn't mean much to you that's out there with the Patriots, or does it? Because the league now is supposed to make some sort of announcement or ruling either later today or tomorrow about the Patriots in the playoff game. What do you make out of this story, Calais?
You know, I'm really, it's interesting. You know, I mean, I didn't know that, you know, you can deflate balls and it can help you win games. I mean, I don't know. That's real interesting. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised
I feel like everybody who plays sports is always looking for an angle,
sure.
Always looking for a way to try to get that edge, you know, and I don't, I mean, I've never really played with deflated balls, so I don't know what kind of edge it gives you,
But if it really does give you an edge, But the NFL, they figure this stuff out. There's the smart guys who are way smarter than me when it comes to this stuff who figure it out. And they're trying to, make sure that, everybody plays fair and everybody plays by the rules. So I'm sure they'll make a decision and make a ruling. But to me, I don't know how big of a deal it is because I never really experienced it. I don't know what kind of advantage it gives you.
All right. Well, your advantage is you're 6'8", so, and I'm 6'8", too, so I'm in the football field. Before I let you go, we're talking with he expects to be the number one overall pick tonight in the Pro Bowl, Calais Campbell. He's not going to be the number one overall pick tonight. I'm sorry to say that. I'm guessing somewhere towards, I'd say about the fifth to tenth pick, because from a strategy standpoint, you got to pick offensive guys first in the Pro Bowl. Because defensive guys, you're not going to go out there and try and kill the opposing team. It's the Pro Bowl, for crying out loud.
It is. I mean, but some of these guys, they try to compete for the extra money. I'm trying to get a feel for it. Yesterday in the first meeting, I'm going around talking to some of the guys, and, they kind of have that look on their face like, they say that J.J. Watt goes 100 miles per hour, so they ain't going to fall for that, take it easy, and then guy goes right around them and gets a sack trick. So I'm just trying to get a feel for it, but it seems like everybody's a little more focused to go a little harder. So we'll see how it plans out. Hopefully I get the right guys on my team, and the guys I'm going against, I'm going to give them what they want. If they want to go 100 miles per hour, we go 100 miles per hour. It's my first time, so I really don't know what to expect. I'm a rookie to all this stuff, man.
I would expect you to demand a trade if you don't like your team. Hold out.
Right.
I'm going to hold out. Before I get you out of here, who do you like to win the Super Bowl next week?
It's kind of tough because I can't see Seattle celebrating in my city, man. It'll be hard to watch Seattle celebrate in our city. It might be more motivation for next year, but because we didn't do our job to be able to knock them out, it's their right to celebrate in our city. But I can't lie and say I'm not going for the Pats. I would much rather New England celebrate my city than Seattle, even though I have so much respect for Seattle. And just the players they are and what they can do. But it's just...
I get it. Look, I'm the knucklehead that walks up to you whenever you play Seattle and says, do you like them or not? And, because I know that there's not this... There's the respect and admiration society. I get that as NFLers. But at the same time, you don't want a team that is in your division that, there's just a little chippiness between the two teams, I think. But like New England. That's fine. Okay, and I do promise this is the last one. What's your itinerary look like? How many parties are you going to? How many suits have you had ordered? What are you doing anything cool or different next week? Or is it just show up and do all these parties, meet and greets? I think you're a Taste of NFL. I think I saw you at Taste of NFL on that list. But what are you doing?
There's so much stuff going on. I have my marketing team and my publicist getting everything set up and putting together a good list. It's just kind of, you need people to help you when it comes to Super Bowl week because there's so much stuff going on. But it's an opportunity to go out there and market some stuff and make a little money. And hang out and have a good time. And I got all my friends coming for the Pro Bowl. They're gonna stay and do Super Bowl week with me, so it's gonna be kind of cool. Just entertaining my guests and enjoying myself, man. I would much rather be playing and being busy during Super Bowl week.
Sure.
But since I can't play, might as well go out and have a good time. And especially if it would be in Arizona, it's a good opportunity for me to go out there and just network and get to know some of the other guys and just enjoy myself.
All right. Well, by the time you get to the Super Bowl, you're going to want to kick everybody out and go to Hawaii by yourself and need a break. That's what I think. I think you're just going to be like, all of you guys, it was a great game. Now get out of here. Get on your flights. Want my house back. So, well, enjoy yourself, and I appreciate the time. And, look, I'd like to see you sometime here in the studio or somewhere down the road, all right?
Yeah, we can work it out, man. It's always a pleasure, Brad.
You got it, Calais. Take care.
Take it easy.
There's Calais Campbell. Okay, so he has the CRC golf tournament at Ocotillo on March 27th. That is a really hard course. I mean, there's so much water there. And then he has, he just gave $1.6 million endowment to Miami. It's good stuff there. Calais Campbell, tonight in the Pro Bowl. I'm hoping he is not Mr. Irrelevant, as he put it. Appreciate his time and his insight on a lot of subjects. I'm Brad Sussmat, Sports360AZ.com. We join you on AZ Central Sports. We partner with the Arizona Republic as well. Eddie Johnson joins us for a couple of minutes. Suns analyst, Fox Sports Arizona. He also has a NBA show he's a part of on Sirius XM as well. He's about ready to tee off, I understand. Where? What golf course are you at today?
My country club, Mesa Country Club.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
you,
where I golf, and I have a good time.
All right. Underinflated football. So I'm going to turn this around on you because you were a very good shooter. In basketball, it's my understanding that too much air would be put into basketballs to impact a shooter. So you're hearing all this about the NFL and footballs being underinflated. Did you ever face overinflated basketballs?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it was done on purpose, but yeah. I mean, I played with underinflated, overinflated. You make the adjustment. Nothing is perfect. I played with nets that were cut too short. I played with rims that were screwed in too tight. I mean, I played in places where the lighting wasn't correct. I played in the Boston Garden where they knew that they had floorboards in there that weren't fixed correctly, and they had dead spots.
Mm-hmm.
I played in arenas where the locker room was 30 degrees. Or it was 120 degrees. Or the showers, the water was cold. In the old Boston Garden, you was afraid to put your bag down because rodents might run into your bag. So, I mean, it's a lot of things you have to deal with. But what you do is you play the game, and you focus, and, you know, do I like what's being insinuated that the Patriots did? No. But I do know that, you know, you play the game the right way. And so it's just disheartening to even hear about something like that.
Yeah. Well, it's 45-7, so that's one side of it. Is it kind of like the air conditioning mysteriously not working for the Spurs in their home game against the Heat last year? Or Belichick with Spygate? Or is this just entirely too much time for guys buying microphones to have conspiracy theories, as I'm insinuating here?
No, I think people do cheat. I think people do try to get an advantage. I think people don't like to make it too comfortable for the opponent. I think that's gone down in the history of sports, where you try to find every advantage. And normally the people, Brad, that look for that advantage are the ones that's not competing. And in case in point, I played a playoff game over in Europe. And it was a game for us to go to the Final Four in Spain. And it was the best 2 out of 3 series. And we were playing a Russian team. And they beat us handily at their place. And then they came to our place. And the whole team got food poisoning. And they were staying at a hotel, obviously, in Athens. And conspiracy was something was put in their water or what have you. And I had the hardest time playing. I really did. I wasn't happy about it. I was excited about the fact of maybe going to the Final Four. But I just wasn't happy about the fact that here I am having a distinct advantage over a team that I know just kicked my butt a few days ago. And all their players, mostly their players, are sick. And quite frankly, they could only finish the game with, I think, like 3 players. We beat them the first game, and the second game at our place is when they got sick. And I, quite frankly, didn't even want to play. You know, I told our coach at one point we were going 5-on-3, and the game was still, believe it or not, it was only a 12-point lead. and I told my coach, I said, if you don't take 2 people out of the game,
yeah,
then I don't want to play.
Yeah.
I told him. I said, if you don't go 3-on-3, okay, then I don't want to play. And we finished the game 3-on-3. And you know, it's So what I'm saying is athletes aren't the ones behind changing and making things easy to win a game. It's normally the people that's not competing, that doesn't have trust.
Yeah.
You know, that's sitting on the sideline or coaching or what have you, that just they don't believe. And from an athlete standpoint, it's disheartening. It really is, because we want to compete, and we don't want a distinct advantage.
Eddie Johnson with Brad Susmat for a couple of minutes. Suns analyst, Fox Sports AZ, and, of course, part of Sirius XM. The Suns play the Blazers tonight. The Suns catch a break. LaMarcus Aldridge won't play. There's no Robin Lopez. So I don't want to focus on that game. I want to talk to you about where do you think this three-guard lineup is going to go in the next couple of weeks? Because there's a lot of theories that if the Suns have success here, and they've been having success, they stand pat. If they don't have the success, that perhaps they make a move before the deadline. What do you see out of this roster with a three-guard lineup, EJ?
Well, you know, look, I like the roster. I mean, obviously they're winning, they're competing. The three-guard set is good. It has more good days than bad. If you're the Suns, I mean, you don't want to mess up something that's going good most of the time. But in saying that, the goal is what? The goal is to position yourself to eventually win a championship.
Yep.
Right now,
yep.
The Suns, you know, in a spot. So you can't say that's a great thing. And so because of that and your desire to eventually get back to the Western Conference Finals and compete to go to the NBA Finals, then you always have to continue to tweak. You always have to continue to look. You always have to continue to conversate with different teams and hopefully improve. And look, from a player standpoint, they know this. Look, they're paid well. They're secure. And so their opportunities are still going to be there. But quite frankly, it can possibly be with someone else. And that's just the nature of this business. And I don't expect the Suns to be quiet at all through this whole process. They're going to continue to try to tweak and see if they can get this team back to the level that we saw, you know, in the Steve Nash year, or before that, you know, the year they went to the finals. I mean, or way before that, the year we won about 50-something games 3-4 years in a row when I was a player.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the success that this city sees, and they remember, and they want to get back to that point.
Brandon Wright, I like his acquisition. I do like what they've done here the last couple of moves. Do you?
Yeah. Look, anytime you can get longer, because you play such small ball, it's good. You know, Brandon Wright, look, early in the year, I was impressed with him in Dallas. I mean, look, he was finishing around the rim. You know, he saw ways to get himself open. He was, you know, executing the pick and roll, finding space for him to, you know, score in close, because he understands he's not a jump shooter. So he's got to find ways to get to the rim, and he's doing a very good job at it. So he's a young man that's learning the game. He's learning his strengths. And he's putting himself in position to be productive, and that's what you want.
Let you go off that. Hit him straight. Appreciate the time, as always. Thanks.
No problem, sir. Take care.
You got it. There's Eddie Johnson for a couple of minutes. Suns analyst, Fox Sports AZ, and, of course, on Sirius XM as well. I did want to talk to AJ about the 76ers and just tanking games and this whole resting players notion, but I wanted to go hit a golf ball, too. So we'll have EJ back at some point in time. I'm Brad Susmat, Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Back with more after this timeout. Brad Susmat with you. We got to pull this one. This one's old. Get it out of here. Heard it enough. 6 months ago, right? Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports. Yeah, I'm DJ Brad. I'm a bit grumpy today because, man, the hockey team blows. And the baseball team blew last year. I don't recall a time, and I could be wrong on this, has there been a time in Arizona sports where two of the four majors, okay, and I don't mean this in any disrespect towards the colleges or the high schools, because that's what we do here at Sports 360. We do all the stuff. You know, we do high school, college, pro. It's all the same in terms of importance to me and the staff here. But I cannot remember a time where we may have both or two of the four teams taking the number one overall pick in the draft, which is never a good thing. They will spin it as a good thing of, we're going to get a really talented player. Yeah, how did that work out for the Diamondbacks, having top picks or close to top picks with Trevor Bauer and Justin Upton? There's no guarantee. So the hockey team is just sitting here floundering away. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's making a big deal out of it. They have some very nice people. I love having hockey here. I watch the games. I do some stuff on the site and nobody cares, but it's fine. We still do some stuff. We're not going to sit here and break it down everywhere. Somebody said, boy, the Instagram of the Coyotes is really interesting, but I don't care if they play hacky sack if they don't win. You know, I don't want to see them cooking if they can't win. You can have great stuff all you want, but if your team blows and they blow. And I heard Dave Tippett lose his mind last night. I'm surprised. Dave Tippett has probably had a few years taken off of his life. But we are clearly gunning for a number one Coyotes overall pick and a number one Diamond. The Diamondbacks have already cinched that up for their season that blew last year. And I really don't know what it's going to take to get people to go all the way out to Glendale. Like, they're just sitting over there. I saw the mayor of Glendale saying, we're going to lose money on the Super Bowl. From a historical standpoint, revisionist history, if we were to go back and say, let's build a facility over on the west side of town. And look, I know I could be talking about blown up footballs and lack of air and all that stuff. And this is something you've heard before. But I think it needs to be reminded. Man, did we screw up and crap the bed when they put the stadium out in Glendale. Yeah, the Super Bowl is going to be here. That's fine. But you know what? You could have put the Super Bowl at the 101 and the 202. And the Super Bowl would have been brought here anyways. Okay? Let's just be straight with each other. When I talk to people who live in Gilbert, and it's 56 miles each way, and I'm not exaggerating, and the team stinks, and it stunk forever, and it's a Tuesday night, and they've got to go down I-10 and sit in the tunnel, there's not a chance. I don't see any way, shape, or form that this thing's ever going to get turned around. They've tried the we need to market new young players because Shane Doan's getting older angle. They've tried that. We all love Shane Doan, but please, for his sake, go get a ring somewhere. Go get a cup somewhere else. Last night was a 6-burger the Blackhawks put on him, and it could have been a 10-burger.
2012 seems like a long time ago for the Coyotes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started this, we took the show over to Los Angeles.
They had a great run. Western Conference Finals. And since then?
But even with that bit of a push, that was gone 6 months later. Because it's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over. What have we seen over and over and over? Ownership, players come and go, really good guys trying to stick with it. If I'm Don Maloney and I'm Dave Tippett, you know, I think I've given this about as good a run, and it's not damaged my reputation. Everybody's going to look at it as they tried to bail out the Titanic, and it didn't work because all they had was a bucket. Segment of the show brought to you by Mareel Slater Insurance. Tom Mareel, John Slater, really good guys. They do the insurance for myself, for Sports 360 AZ. And when I talked to them about what's going on in the insurance world, they said, you know, we have until February 15th for people to enroll. So I thought this was in December for medical, for your health care insurance. No. As an individual, you have until February 15th. All right. So we're sitting here on January 21st, and can you say with all certainty that you are set with your health care insurance? You're happy, you're pleased with it. With Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Tom, John, Mareel Slater Insurance, and Lori over there, they can all handle your needs. I'm going to give you a website to go to, msinsurancellc.com, msinsurancellc.com, or just go to sports360az.com. You'll see their banner. You can click on it. It'll take you over to them. Lori at msinsurancellc.com. So you have just less than a month to get this figured out for 2015. Are you paying too much? Do you have the right coverage? Is your situation changing? Your marital status, kids come along, all that stuff that goes into healthcare. msinsurancellc.com. Mareel Slater Insurance. They've done a great job for me. They can do the same for you. That's Mareel Slater Insurance. A couple things that caught my eye. So the game has been overshadowed. I see up on SportsCenter that the Wilson, the maker of the NFL football, is now being quoted. Yeah, that's what it's come to today. The lead story in our country. And if you're the NFL, you just have to be going nuts that nobody's talking about your game. Instead, they're talking about cheating, PSI, pounds per square inch inside of a football. You're being made fun of in social media. The front page of papers like the New York papers, they're having a field day with it. The New York Post has a picture of Tom Brady with the headline, Slime Balls. I mean, they can't get enough of this. This is easy fodder for them every day. Headline writers have to be loving this. Now the Colts, there's a report that came out in the last hour, half hour, that the Colts told the NFL of inflation concerns in a game against the Patriots in November. I've been concerned about inflation for 20 years living in this country, but this is inflation with a football, not inflation financially. So there are some stories to have a little bit of levity to this. The Seahawks coming back to the Super Bowl has paid off in a big way for a local pot business in Seattle. Nate Diggity Johnson, of course his name is Nate Diggity, co-owner of Green Umbrella, has created a new marijuana strain in honor of Marshawn Lynch. Of course he has.
It's legal there, right?
Its name is Beast Mode 2.0.
Yeah, it's legal there.
Beast Mode Blue Fire. You know, I'm sitting around doing my thing on my bong, and it's Beast Mode 2.0 that pops into my head. Or, hey, honey, how about Beast Mode Blue Fire? Let's make money off of Beast Mode. Pop business is doing well in Seattle. I'm Brad Sussmack.